Chapter 4. The Witch's Prophecy. The servant takes them to a bedroom.
Why did you speak?
She asks.
Lord Arden didn't ask you a question.
Was that Lord Arden, our grandfather?
Asks Elfrieda.
Of course, you know that,
the woman answers, surprised.
You children are very strange today. Are you ill or under a magic spell from the village witch? You must visit her tomorrow. Take her presents of tea and sugar. She can break the spell and help you remember.
The next day, Elfrieda and Edred go to the witch's house. A strange old woman is sitting outside with her cat.
Hello,
says Elfrieda nervously.
This tea and sugar is for you. They're presents from us.
Thank you. That's very kind,
exclaims the witch.
It's hard to get tea and sugar because of the war with France. People usually bring me presents because they want things from me,
says the old woman.
But not you. You're not from this time or place. You've got a happy future in a different time and place.
Suddenly, Lord Arden appears with his servant.
Lord Arden, I can see your future, and it isn't happy,
says the witch.
Your castle is old and in ruins, and you have got no more gold. It's the end of the House of Arden.
I don't believe you, stupid woman. You can't see the future,
Lord Arden shouts.
I can. I see Frenchmen arriving in a big ship tomorrow,
says the witch.
It's the end for you, Lord Arden.
The servant hears this and he's frightened. Frenchmen are coming here, he thinks. French men? Maybe she means French soldiers. The servant tells his friends, and soon the entire town is frightened. Napoleon's soldiers are on their way, they say. Protect your houses. The people collect their weapons and prepare for war. A smuggler called Jack shouts at the children, "Come, I need your help." He takes them to a secret cave. We need space for new chests. The French smugglers have got a lot of treasure for us.
The French men are smugglers, not Napoleon soldiers,
Elfrieda tells Edred.
This isn't a battle in the Napoleonic War.
That night, there's a terrible storm. The French ship arrives in the morning, but it crashes onto the rocks.
Those poor men, they can't survive that.
Elfrieda calls Mouldiwarp. She wants to go home. And soon, the children are back in Arden Castle, in the room with the chests of old clothes.